Well, why are they patting down that old woman and that old man? The guy's 90.
Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak.
It's Thursday, January 24th, 2013. Time for your Gitmo Nation Media Assassination, episode 481.
This is No Agenda.
On the verge of quitting my day job. Wait a minute, this is my day job. Coming to you from the capital of the Drone Star State in Austin, Tejas. In the morning, everybody. I'm Adam Curry.
And from Northern Silicon Valley, with no further ado, I'm John C. Dvorak.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill in the morning.
James Taylor is just, you know, he's a great singer and he's got some great songs, but, you know, you get this, it's like, here he comes. And by the way, he did a nice version, you know, it was okay, but it's just like, I just hear this in the background, like, oh, no, not him. You might as well get Cat Stevens. Have him do Morning Is Broken.
They won't let him in the country.
Oh, wait a minute, John. Oh, no.
Sorry, we got some breaking news coming in.
Breaking news.
On Beyonce and the lip sync scandal.
The lip sync scandal. This is what our news is, ladies and gentlemen. We need to go to our correspondent about the lip sync scandal.
Well, it's being called definitive information now being learned by Jim Acosta. Jim, what are you learning?
What are you learning? This is a great...
Hold on a second. Let's stop right here.
I know. We have to do this when we do our own fake reports. We have to do this now. This is what are you learning business.
What are you learning? So most of these stage performers are lip syncers nowadays. It's been going on for a while because there's a lot of dancing and there's a lot of moving around. You can't really, you know, the sound, it's impossible to do it any other way.
Right.
I mean, some people can, but most people just
I am a fan of the Beyonce voice. I think she has a fantastic voice. This was, of course, a recording of her, and I think, I was watching this, I'm like, I hate her, what she stands for with Jay-Z, that whole elitist Illuminati crap. I really don't like it, but man, she turned the Star Spangled Banner into something really, really beautiful. It was beautiful, and I couldn't tell watching it because I was looking for it.
No, the good lip syncers are good. Yeah. But here's what gets me. Now, everybody, you know, we know that a lot of these people are doing lip syncing. In fact, Ashley Simpson was actually busted on the Saturday Night Live show
because something
went wrong with the recording or they played the wrong song or something. Yeah. Somebody disliked her. This is what happens when you piss off the crew, by the way.
It killed Milli Vanilli's career, John. I mean,
that's what I'm going to bring up.
It literally killed Milli
Vanilli. Let's stop. They had their Grammys yanked from them for doing this, but it's been going on forever from way big. I mean, it was done with Jan and Dean because one guy, you know, get brain damage. I mean, this is not a new thing. So why is this? Who gives a crap?
Well, I don't know. Let's see what we're learning.
Wolf, we can tell you that an inaugural official who asked not to be identified told me just a short time ago that pop star Beyonce lip-synced her performance on Inauguration Day, saying, quote, she did not sing live. That official told CNN. A pre-recording of the artist's rendition of the national anthem was played instead, so what was heard by spectators and viewers was the sound of that recording,
according to
this official.
You know, first of all, oh, big surprise, there was something fake on television. Whew, boy, that surprised me right there.
Stop the presses.
Whoo, my goodness.